This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a great day. It's time for the Rangers Player Show here on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Rangers. Segment is brought to you by the Frankels. You think there will be less big company trucks on the road this summer because of gas prices? Think again. And those big trucks have insurance companies to protect them. So get the representation that won't settle for less. It's Frankel & Frankel at truckwreck.com. Yes, joining us now is a man scheduled to be the Texas Rangers starting pitcher tomorrow in Houston. First round pick by the Rangers in 2016. He made his debut last week, allowed zero earned runs against the White Sox in five innings. Cole Reagan's with us on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great. Congrats on the success you've had here. Was it like you expected last week when you finally got up there in the show?
Oh, man. It was indescribable. It was awesome. It was awesome.
How long did it take for you to know you were going to be back? Like, when did your confidence come back after two Tommy Johns in a row? What was it like trying to get that confidence back?
So last year, started in High A Hickory, threw well there, and about halfway through the season, I got sent to Frisco, kind of struggled a little bit, so it was like, all right, body feels good and everything, but still got work to do. And this year, started in Double A, and everything started kind of, little things started coming together, and got promoted to Round Rock, and I just kept telling myself, don't change a thing. Like, my stuff, the stuff I have and what I've been doing got me here, so just stick with it and, go from there. And and then they told me I'm coming up, and it was, man, it's crazy.
What was that like? Where were you?
We were in Sugar Land, actually. I just drove to Sugar Land Tuesday morning to start a series for the week in Sugar Land. And after the game, they told me I was going up. So my wife and I drove up to Arlington.
Cole,
a dream come true, that's for sure.
Well, sorry about that. By the way, you have the best birthday known to man, that December 12th day. I do share that one with you. I was only born 34 years ahead of you, though. So if that does anything for you at all. But it's a great day for you. And let me ask you this, though. Is this your first road trip with a major league club? I'm taking a chance on this, right? You didn't know other opportunities, yeah. Right? Okay, it's a short trip to Houston, though. How early did you arrive for the plane and all that? Were you nervous about, I can't miss this my first trip and all that? I know when I was in the NFL – I was kind of like, okay, I was there super, super early. Did you feel the same thing getting ready for this trip?
So I talked to Brett Martin, Brock Burke, all of them. And I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to follow them. So I know if I have a group of guys, they'll be on time. So I'll be with them, and there'll be a group of us that'll show up at the same time. So I just try to, see what all the guys that have been here for a little bit are doing, and just try to pay attention.
Okay, and I know in the NFL, when a rookie has to make a trip, they have to bring food for everybody on the plane, like wings. Is there a responsibility for a first guy traveling with the team? Did you have to stop and grab stuff for the guys to kind of get on the plane, or how did that work?
Just get, some drinks and stuff like that to bring on the plane, but that's really about it.
Cole Reagan's here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Cole, right at the time you were drafted, this was a real fun rivalry with the Rangers and Astros. And since then, Houston's got the upper hand a little bit. I'm sure you've noticed. How long until you guys can sort of turn it back over your way?
I think we're definitely going in the right direction. That's for sure. Some of the guys, I've started in Double A, so I played with, Leiter and those kind of guys. And then, AAA, I played with Cole Wynn and those guys. So, those guys are studs. They're unbelievable.
I mean, there's a ton of quality pitching now down there in the system, and you know these guys. Yeah. What's that like? Is it competitive? Are you guys all bros, or are you feeling like you're fighting for a spot? How's that whole thing go?
No, we're all – so I think we're all really good friends, like me and Cole, Owen, Jack, all of us are good friends, you know, and it's competitive. We're all really good friends, so it's more of like, you know, push each other to be better each day and that kind of stuff.
When you made that start the other day against the White Sox, when you stood on the mound and you're about to throw that first pitch, what was your heart rate like at that? Did you calm yourself down, or did you want to throw up? I mean, where were you right then and there when you were getting ready to let that first one go?
I got to the field. It's my start day, but I got to the field really early so I could go out on the mound and kind of, you know, stand there before anyone got here and just, you know, see what it looks like, see what the view's like from the mound, you know, the backdrop, you know, all that kind of stuff. Just walk around, kind of just calm myself down. So when I got out there, I felt like I could calm myself down a little bit because I had seen it before,
right,
earlier in the day. So it was like, all right, like, you know, just do what you've been doing, you know, try to fill it up, you know, get ahead, obviously, you know, a few walks, but, I mean, I just tried to, you know, execute my pitches. I know if I execute my pitches, I'll be in a good place.
Is there any souvenirs you took with you after that one? Is there anything? Did you grab a lineup card or anything like that along the way to just kind of remember what you just did?
Yeah, so I have my first strikeout ball. I have the lineup card, and I have the first ball I threw of the game.
There you go.
It's Cole Reagan's here with you on 105 Through the Fan. You think you got enough stuff? Is that good?
Yeah.
All right, well, hopefully there's going to be plenty of other things to add to the collection. It's exciting to have you up here, you know, after all the excitement of when you were drafted and how much this team, you know, has needed pitching over the years. But I kind of got a hypothetical question for you. I was wondering if you'd thought about this. If you could go your whole career and you always only give up one run or less when you start, but your team never wins, or you could pitch with an ERA in the fives, but your team wins a decent amount with you, but you can only be like a fourth or fifth starter. Which one of those would be a better career?
Wins. I mean, you got to go wins. I mean, the more you win, the farther you're going to get. So, I mean, obviously the end goal always is to win a World Series. So the more wins you get, the closer you get to there.
Stacking dubs. I don't know. Maybe I'm selfish. I'm thinking I got an ERA under two over here, and I'm hitting the free agent market. And, you know, we got to get some run support for me, you know, Cole?
Yeah, no, but I mean, hey, you got to – the wins are – I mean, that's what it's about up here. You got to win.
Indeed. Hey, you have a really good broadcasting voice. I'm sure people have told you that. Have you ever thought about doing podcasting or something?
No, not really. I haven't.
If you were going to do a podcast – and it couldn't be about baseball, what would the subject be?
It'd probably be something like outdoors, like hunting or fishing, something like that.
Okay. What kind of fishing do you like to do?
My dad lives on a river, so we do a lot of like brim and catfish and that bass, that kind of stuff, like largemouth bass. So.
Okay. So when you said river, I was thinking fly. Do you fly fish at all?
No. I've never been fly fishing. I've always wanted to try, but I've never been fly fishing.
I would think as a pitcher, you would probably be pretty good at fly fishing. The way the arm action and stuff like that, and the shoulder, what you have to do with that.
Yeah, no. I mean, it. I feel like it's one of those things where you kind of got to get the hang of it. Like it looks kind of hard to get that.
It is hard. Don't let anybody fool you. It's hard. I was thinking you're a damn good athlete. You probably can do it, but me, stuff is getting tangled up behind me and all that. I'm with you about give me the spinner, you know, or something like that. Open face, you know, that where I can fish. That's what I like to do. I'm with you on the bass fishing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cole Reagan's here on the Fan. So as a man from Florida, what do you think of the concept of Florida man? Do you have a little crazy in you?
Oh man, I always see stuff pop up on like I don't have Twitter, but some people, you know, show it to me, or you just kind of hear about it, and it's always Florida Man. It'll be something just outrageous, and you're like, oh my god, like, that's insane. Who would think to do that?
Well, is Florida Man anywhere near where you're from? Your hometown? Do you like, oh geez, I know Florida Man. He's pretty close to where we live here.
No, I think it's more south, like central to South Florida.
Gotcha.
Because I'm North Florida, so I haven't seen anything from close to where I'm from.
Well, Cole, welcome to Texas. It was nice getting to know you a little bit. Give him hell down there. We'll be pulling for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right on, man. There he goes. Cole Reagan's with you here on 105 through the Fan. Another fun one, Brian.
I love these players. They're absolutely, and the young ones are so much fun as well. For appearing today on our show, Cole Reagan's will be receiving a $100 gift certificate from Pluckers. There's seven of those in the DFW location. So thanks for Cole for being on with us today.
And that Texas Rangers player show is brought to you by the Texas Can Academy, right off the car, not the kid. Okay, speaking of states and crazy things that can happen in them, it's time for the CTN Crazy Texas News. Local van owner goes viral for all the right reasons. That's next here on 105.3 The Fan.